Happy anniversary to everyone. Okay. Can you just tell the person beside you, happy anniversary? Amen. Good. Praise God. I would just like to share something, just a few words, as we celebrate this day, our anniversary, together with our celebration of the Lord's Day on this 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Pumasok po yung anniversary natin sa Lord's Day. And I believe nothing happens by accident. Amen? Everything happens by God's will and providence. A few weeks ago, we had a family day. Nag-family day tayo. Sa araw ng family day natin, binagyo tayo. The weather did not cooperate with us. But it's okay, we continued with our family day. Today, this is the culmination of our anniversary. Ito na yung pinaka-culmination because we celebrate our anniversary for 1 month. And today is the culmination at kung saan pa yung nagko-culminate na yung anniversary natin, Brenown out naman tayo. Kaya mainit. Sinong naiinitan? Alalahanin nyo lang, mas mainit pa rin ang impyerno. Okay, so it comforts us. Bakit ganyan? Why is the circumstance, the weather does not cooperate as we begin to focus our lives on God? Because Christianity is not a life of convenience and comfort. Yan ang pinapaabot ng Diyos sa atin. Kung ikaw ay tunay na mabubuhay bilang Kristiyano, you will always face adversity. You will always have inconveniences and discomforts in life. Amen? Let us embrace that. Huwag na tayo manibago sa problema. Kung Kristiyano tayo, maraming problema tayong haharapin. The Lord does not assure us that if we follow Him, we will live a life and walk in a bed of roses. Amen? The Lord only said, if you follow me, I will be with you until the end. Amen? The Lord did not promise na gaganda ang buhay natin, magiging komportable tayong lahat pag sumunod tayo sa Kanya. Hindi po yan ang sinabi niya. He promised us that if we follow Him, wherever we would go, God will always be with us. Amen? We need to teach our children how to be strong. And it is in times like these when we face adversity, yung mga anak natin nakatingin sa atin, how we will handle the situation. If you will stand strong with Jesus facing your problems, your children will learn from you. And if they learn from you, sigurado na that one day if we leave them, they will also be strong in their faith. Amen? Our church anniversary that we celebrate today is a call to evangelism. We are called to step into the world and share the good news that has sustained us for years. We celebrate our growth and the new people who have joined us. Tatanong lang ako, sino yung nag-join sa church na to pagkatapos ng pandemic? Who are you? Okay? Sino may yung nag-join lang, kaka-join lang? Can you stand up so everyone could see? Can you stand up? It was at pandemic time that they joined us. Can we just give praise to the Lord our God? You are most welcome to be with us. And we are so grateful to God for your life na dinala kayo ng Diyos sa simbahan nito to become part of His family here in St. Michael's Church. You may be seated. Thank you. We also look forward to the many more who will join us in the coming years. We eagerly anticipate the new faces and stories that will enrich our community and strengthen our faith. Let us never get tired of fulfilling the Great Commission and of bringing others to know the love of Christ. On this anniversary, we remember that we are instruments in God's hands, ambassadors for Christ in a world that desperately needs renewal. We celebrate the newness of life that has been given to us through the power of His sacrifice on the cross. We celebrate yung panibagong buhay na binigay ng Diyos sa atin. And it came to us only because Jesus chose to die on the cross for us. Huwag natin kalimutan yan. And as we continue to grow and mature in our faith, may we learn to use our lives, our voices, to bring others into this life-changing relationship with Jesus. This anniversary is not only a time to look back, it is also a time to look forward and see the potential for change in our own lives and in the life of the world around us. Today, on this special occasion, we remember that God has made this day. Kahit brown out, kahit may bagyo, it was the Lord who made this day. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Joy is a choice. Kahit gaano kagulo ang buhay natin, if we choose to rejoice, we will have joy in our lives. So we will rejoice in this day. We will rejoice in His faithfulness to us year after year. We will rejoice in the memories we shared together as a church family. Our stories and memories include people who are not here with us anymore. That's why I would like us to take a few moments of silence and just remember our loved ones in this community who are not here with us anymore. Let's remember them and lift up a prayer of thanksgiving to God for their lives. In silence, let us remain. Most importantly, we will rejoice in the hope of eternity with God. I pray that this day be a day filled with joy and celebration. May we be filled with gratitude and praise for all that God has done for us. May we rejoice in the goodness of God, confident that He will continue to be good to us for many, many, many years to come. Finally, an anniversary is a vital signpost in the life of a church. Just as the Israelites would celebrate God's great faithfulness and deliverance, so should we celebrate and commemorate and give thanks for the ways God has led us and blessed us. Today, we are encouraged to stand firm in our faith, holding on to God's promises and following His perfect guidance. And as we do, we can be sure and we can be confident that He will continue to lead us forward, building His church and spreading His life and love to everyone else around us. My friends, my dear brothers and sisters, again, let me greet you from my heart. A happy, happy anniversary to you all. Amen.